would everyone please join me in a spirit of prayer. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, we're now in the heart of Holy Week, of Passiontide, and the details of what happened at the famous Last Supper are really not clear to us. John and Mark, whose Gospels we read during this lectionary year, tell very different stories about what happened that night. And John tells us this famous story around the foot washing, and Mark tells us about the institution of communion. We don't do foot washing at our church, but there are many churches where it's done. And it can be a very powerful ceremony to be part of. But this year, as we're still fighting off the coronavirus, foot washing is not taking place because of social distancing requirements. It didn't take place last year when people weren't even supposed to touch one another. And the sense of touch, this sense of community and relationship has been set aside. But if we really look carefully at what John is saying, it's not so much the actual foot washing that helps us form a community. We see what Jesus does. And on this last night, before he has his confrontation with the authorities, before, as Jesus was suspecting, things were going to come to a very bad end for him, his concern was for his disciples, and he wanted to take care of his friends. And in John's gospel, he does what Jesus does. He teaches. In Mark's gospel, he shares a meal. And I've used this somewhat clunky example before, but Jesus doesn't want to go to his favorite restaurant or watch a movie or see a play on this last night on earth. He instead wants to spend it with his friends, and he wants to look out for their well-being. And here we see God incarnate in how he behaves, and by extension, how we should behave, how we should take care of one another. And people in this church community have been doing that over this last year in particular. Maundy Thursday is a strange day in the Christian calendar, and a lot happens just during this one particular worship service as we're going to move into Good Friday at the end of tonight's service. We need to be thankful for Jesus and his gift of solidarity with his friends, because that was a lesson to each of us that God is with us, that God loves us, and God cares about us. And I hope that we will all continue to do the same for one another. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for being with us, for being so reliable, for loving us, for saving us, for sacrificing Jesus for us. In your name we pray. Amen.